Welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson, and you're listening to the edition of the 21st of April 2008. Today's topic is Simply Beautiful. When is the last time you went to a meeting and saw a presentation that knocked your socks off? It's a rare occurrence, isn't it? Generally, we sit there and suffer death by PowerPoint. As we watch slide after slide, we either know what's coming, so it's a waste of time, or we don't understand what the point of it all is. And let me tell you, if you're presenting in English, it's worse for your foreign listeners. Part of the problem is slide wear, which is an insult to our intelligence. Edward Tufte calls it evil because the templates our data are converted into reduce the analytical quality and actually weaken what we have to say. Bullet points have a way of turning any presentation into a sales talk, which corrupts the conversation. We need a lot more high-class communication before we'll buy anything these days. The next problem is that presenters very often hide behind their visuals instead of just going in there and telling their audience a delightful, unexpected, helpful story. Once you have your story, visuals are great. Everybody likes a story with pictures, right? My eureka moment came with Steve Jobs' presentation of the iPhone. You'll remember, there he was in his jeans and sneakers, using normal language and delighting his audience with one drop-dead gorgeous picture or single word after the other. It was simply beautiful. So maybe he had two slides with bullet points on them, but we survived those because the tech details added some cred. Anyway, as he broke all the rules of presentation in every business presentations and English book I know, I saw my trainer life flash before my eyes and thought, oh man, what crap have I been teaching my students? We need to go back to the drawing board. So the lowdown is, for business presentations, you need to have a clear, strong message and a storyline first, something you developed away from your desk. And then you need to craft your visuals, ideally the way you would craft anything of value. Applying your creative energies to finding associations that will entertain and win your audience. During the talk, you need to mark transitions properly and refer to your visuals with the right kind of language. Natural language, you know? The only way to get it right is to practice it again and again, ideally with a professional trainer. But that's just the beginning, okay? There is something that needs to come from inside, which no training can get you. We're all becoming so much more media savvy and visually sophisticated. As reality goes virtual on us, people are hungry for authenticity and emotional honesty. Just using standard language and making slides more readable and adding a good picture or two is simply not enough. Even in this bottom-line focused economy, you need to work with simplicity and emotion, telling concrete stories that make you credible so your ideas are made to stick. I warmly recommend Gar Reynolds' blog Presentation Zen on issues related to professional presentation design. He's been living in Japan now for some 20 years, which really shows in his sense of design. Just recently, he made a presentation at Google on how to make presentations. He breaks his approach down to three concepts: restraint in preparation, working with limited time resources; simplicity, using less rather than more; and naturalness, especially in the way the presentation is delivered. Obviously, making things look simple is supremely difficult, but it can be learned. Thanks to the internet, we're all being treated to first-rate presentations that are really moving the goalposts in the art of presentation. I'm talking about the TED Talks, of course. And if you're not watching them yet, wake up and tune in. And tell your friends, because people need to know about them. The speakers there delivering ideas worth spreading in technology, entertainment, and design are truly remarkable individuals. They're creating presentations that will make you rethink your whole approach. And they'll help you make your presentations simply beautiful. That's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you come back next week for more on the Island Weekly.